Welcome to Maya's Meditation. Hello, I am Maya, and this is...
I'm Billy, Maya's dad. Welcome to Maya's Meditation.
Yep.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. We had a lot of people that were talking about us last week.
Really?
Yeah, asking us all sorts of questions. I got a bunch of questions in the email.
Cool.
Yeah. Did you have fun last week?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of doing podcasts?
Horse poop.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was pretty funny.
Evie?
Oh, go ahead.
Evie, who is my cousin, she came home. Well, she didn't come home. She was on the phone with Gran-Gran, which is my grandma. And she said, horse poop.
She's probably not supposed to say that, but it's pretty funny. Well, in other news, we did get a lot of messages, a lot of questions from our listeners.
Yeah.
Think we should start reading into some of those?
Okay.
All right, cool.
These questions are from Champ in New York City. What's the best way to get in a routine for yoga if I want to do it regularly? We'll start with some easy poses and then start with easy for like a week, then to medium for like 2 weeks, and then hard for like the rest of your life.
Do it for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
So yeah, start off kind of easy. Don't overdo it, because if you start off too hard, you might not like it, right?
Yeah.
It might be too difficult. I don't know. I know the first time I tried to do yoga at that studio, like I said last week, it was really hard and I never went back.
Got it.
So starting off easy sounds like good advice.
Yep.
You want to read the next one?
Okay. How big will my muscles get if I do yoga every day? Okay. Well, I don't really know.
Well, it seems like maybe depends on how aggressive you are with it, right? Like, I mean, if you do it like really hard every day for a long time, yeah, probably get pretty strong.
Yeah, but you can't get strong from like doing like cat and cow and that kind of thing. It's basically just table.
Yeah. But I bet like if you do, what's the one where you kind of do like a plank pose?
Chaturanga.
Yeah, that makes your stomach muscles really strong, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it probably makes you strong. You probably won't get like a bodybuilder though, right?
Yeah.
But you'll be in good shape. Probably make your muscles at least work how they're supposed to.
I cannot do that.
What?
Chaturanga.
Is it hard?
It's really hard because it's basically a push-up, but you have to stay in the push-up for a very long time and you can't touch the ground.
I feel rumba. That sounds really difficult.
Okay. The next question is from Kevin in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Can I eat snacks during yoga or meditating?
What do you think? Might get a tummy ache, but...
During yoga, I'm not really sure. Meditating, I think, would be okay. Breathing, I know you should not.
You don't want to breathe it down the wrong pipe.
That's not actually the reason.
Oh, what's the reason?
I forgot, but I just remember that's not the reason.
Well, it's kind of distracting, right?
It's distracting, and it doesn't make you go do it as well. And does something else, but I can't remember.
Yeah. Makes sense. Should we move to the next one?
Okay. This last question is from Melissa in Los Angeles. Is it okay to feel emotional during meditation? Well, yes, it is, because that's mostly why we do meditation. For when you're emotional, and when you do the meditation, it makes you feel better. Well, this is a bit shorter than we thought it would be. So should we do another question?
Yeah, let's do it. We got tons of questions, so we just picked a couple that we liked, but looks like we're moving through them pretty quick here. Should we take another one from Melissa?
Okay.
So Melissa asks, Is it better to keep my eyes closed or open during meditation?
Really, either would work.
Yeah.
Most of the time, we do it with our eyes closed at school.
Mm.
But it would really work either way. It just makes it more deep meditation when your eyes are closed.
Yeah, because you're probably less distracted again, right?
Yeah. Especially when there's lots of kids moving around.
Yeah. I think it's easier for me because my brain's always going crazy thinking about things. It's probably easier for me to put my eyes closed, but...
Yeah.
What do you do it with?
What?
Do you do it with your eyes closed?
I usually do it with my eyes open.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because the people next to me are just like always moving, so I have to open my eyes because I'll open them anyway.
So I'm
just so curious what they're doing. So I just keep them open. But when I'm meditating like on my own, I try to keep my eyes closed.
Yeah, I like that. Should we do one more? And then we'll get into the flow of the week?
Okay.
All right. Let's take another one from Kevin.
Okay.
All right. What are some of your favorite places to meditate? And can I do it anywhere?
You can do it anywhere. It's actually easier in quiet places, but you need it most in loud places, which makes it hard.
That is a really good point. Like what kind of loud places? Like when you're stressed out or something?
Like, yeah, when you're stressed out at like a concert or something.
Yeah.
Or like at a festival.
Like that episode of Investigators, where the girl doesn't like being in the loud places and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know any, like, do you have any advice for people that get stressed out in crowded places?
Well, I have HeadTech headphones.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're not the type where you, like, listen to music in it. It's the type where it squeezes your ears a bit tight so you can't hear anything that's around you.
Makes it a little quieter.
Yeah.
You like those?
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Sometimes I wear them and pretend I'm listening to music.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like that. But it helps just kind of like not be overwhelmed by the volumes.
Yeah. Also, it's easier to meditate in louder places when you do that.
Yeah. Get rid of some of the noise.
Yeah.
Sweet. So what were those called again?
HeadTech.
HeadTech headphones. Our new sponsor. Maybe we get some money from them.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see. We're pretty good. We're almost as long as the last episode. You want to do the flow of the week?
Okay. So you stand up like straight. You can put either foot back.
What are these poses called, by the way?
Oh, yeah, the warrior poses.
Oh, that's what we're doing for Flow of the Week, warrior?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking.
And then you can put your hands in the air, like that. And then you put your hands, one in the front and one in the back. And then you put the hand that's in the front, you put it, the palm up, and then put your back arm on your leg, put the front arm in the air.
I like this stretch.
And then you stand on one foot. Well, you go into namaste and stand on one foot.
Oh.
And then you do it on the other side.
And that's called warrior?
Poses.
Warrior poses. All right, let's break it down one more time. So where do we start?
Standing up.
Okay.
Straight.
Mm-hmm.
And put one foot back.
One foot back.
Hands up.
Hands up.
And then one in the front, one in the back.
So you kind of turn a little bit?
Yeah.
Do one in the front, one in the back.
And then put your front hand, palm facing up.
Mm-hmm.
And put the back hand on your leg and put the front hand in the air. And then this is called open your heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up at your hand,
okay.
Open your heart and then take one deep breath in and let it out. And then you go into namaste and stand on one foot.
That part would be really hard for me.
And then you switch sides. If you don't switch sides, it would be uneven.
That's why
you have to switch sides and like tree or that kind of thing.
That makes a lot of sense. Get both sides of all the muscles, your right side and your left side.
Yeah.
Thank you. So do you got any other moves for this week, or are we going to just work on our warrior poses?
We could do one more.
Yeah, let's do one more.
Candle.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
All right, so lay on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
On your back.
My favorite.
Then you put two of your legs in the air. Put your arms behind your legs.
Mm-hmm.
And push your bottom in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're doing candle.
Oh, I get it. How long do you hold it for?
As long as you want. Just a pose.
Very nice. Do you know what kind of muscles that's stretching? I guess your back, lower back muscles?
Yeah. I would actually recommend about like 20 seconds to get the full stretch.
Oh, okay.
I can do it really long, though.
That's a good thing to remember. 20 seconds. Remember to breathe, right? Keep breathing the whole time.
Okay. If you want.
It's not really part of it?
No, it's not really part of it.
Okay. Well.
Like you can if you want to.
Okay. That makes sense. I guess that makes sense. Well, awesome. Well, what do you think? I mean.
Am I the pink?
No, I'm the pink.
You talk a lot.
Your voice is, you talk a lot too. You're just a lot quieter. You don't see it as much.
Oh.
See? You're barely there.
Yep.
Told you, you gotta speak up close to the microphone.
So.
Whoa, see, there you are.
All right, anyway. They probably don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, we're done?
Yeah, I guess that's probably a good place to end. We're even a little longer than the last episode, so. Thanks for checking out the podcast. I'm Billy.
I'm Maya.
Namaste.
Namaste.